anything and everything.
Do you ever wonder how to? Do you ever wonder why?
About anything and everything. Then Dorice is your guide. Anything and everything will open your mind. Anything and everything with Dorice. Anything and everything with Dorice is online. Remember.
Remember.
Anything and everything with Dorice.
Hello, everyone, and welcome. You are listening to the Anything and Everything with Dorice podcast, and I am your host, Dorice. This episode is brought to you by WYSK Spark Radio, where they play uplifting music to get you through the day. You can find it on Live 365 Spark Radio. Hello, everyone, and welcome back. I hope you are having a blessed day. I have been working on research about the COVID-19 injection since the media no longer works for the people. There are fact checkers out there that are bought and paid for to prevent people like scientists, board certified doctors, those who work in biological warfare, or anyone who comes forward with honest knowledge that they can prove to keep those people from giving you the truth about what is going on. Remember early on when I told you about the Biological Weapons Anti-Terrorism Act of 1989 and how people who worked on this were coming forward to warn us that this did not develop from bats? They were warning us this came from a level 4 lab that works in this type of development, and that Wuhan had one of those very labs just 2 blocks from the wet market. The media was shutting those people down because they were not supposed to know about this. Then, once the media couldn't hide that fact, then they behaved as if they just found out this information. That's when I realized we cannot trust the media and many of the professionals out there. Doctors and scientists that were trying to come forward would come up missing. Remember the doctors who tried to inform us that there is a drug out there that has worked for their patients, hydroxychloroquine, and the media began finding ways to make them look like they didn't know what they were doing? All because the pharmaceutical companies wanted to make money from a new drug that they have pushed on people claiming it is a vaccine. A vaccine that works so well, you still must social distance and wear a mask. A vaccine that many people have already died from, and no one is talking about that in the media. I want to read you an article just published March 25th, 2021. If you have not taken the injection or have doubts, then you need to listen to this so you can make your own informed decision. Much of this information was found from the FDA.gov, CDC.gov, UMMS.org, JAMANetwork.com, FEE.org, and InterMountainHealthcare.org, just in case you would like to look into it yourself. Before I go on, I want to clarify one thing. I am being very tough on the media, but I realize there's media all over the world that is being honest and accurate. I'm specifically talking about my United States of America media. And while there are some good media outlets still in the States, it seems like the majority of them have been bought. And that's the ones that I'm talking about. And we need to do our research because they do not have our back. So now I'm going to start with this article. It's written by Sarah Middleton. It says, astute readers who use social media might have come across a major gaffe by Instagram and Facebook fact checkers recently who have made the incredibly misleading claim that the COVID injection has been approved for use in the United States. This may seem like a small matter of semantics, but as supplement companies know well, approval from the US FDA is a lot different from authorized for use under emergency use authorization, an EUA. Indeed, the EUAs for the Pfizer, Moderna, and now Janssen jabs explicitly allow the FDA to authorize the use of unapproved medical products. We bring this up to remind people what the media seems all too willing to brush aside, that these shots are investigational, and there's still a lot about them we do not know. Now, one Houston area doctor is calling special attention to his concerns over the mRNA technology used to make the Pfizer and Moderna experimental drugs. In a video posted to Rumble.com on March 15th, Houston doctor Dr. Steve Holtz talks about his professional opinion about what the mRNA COVID shot from Moderna and Pfizer really are. Here are a few talking points from the 18-minute clip. Dr. Holtz asserts that the current shots available for COVID-19 do not provide immunity against C-19, which explains why the FDA and CDC warn it's still possible for people to get and spread SARS-CoV-2, even if they've gotten the jab. These unapproved vaccines, which were unauthorized for use without any long-term data nor published animal studies, do not meet the CDC's own definition of a vaccine. You may notice that even Dr. Holtz inaccurately refers to the vaccines as having been approved by the government, goes to show you how blurry the lines truly are surrounding these drugs. What these experimental gene therapy drugs are actually designed to do is minimize your symptoms if you do become infected. By law, pharmaceutical companies are not liable for vaccine-related injuries or deaths. According to Dr. Holtz, this explains why Moderna and Pfizer, with the support of the U.S. government, are deceptively marketing their drugs as vaccines in order to preemptively protect themselves against future litigation. Meanwhile, mRNA gene therapy has never before been tested in humans because of its failure in previous animal studies. In case you're wondering, here's how an mRNA COVID injection works according to the FDA. The Pfizer and Moderna COVID-19 vaccine contains messenger RNA, which is the mRNA, which is genetic material. The vaccine contains a small piece of the SARS-CoV-2 virus mRNA that instructs cells in the body to make the virus distinctive spike protein. When a person receives this vaccine, their body produces copies of the spike protein, which does not cause disease, but triggers the immune system to produce an immune response against SARS-CoV-2. In other news, why does the FDA seem so desperate for people not to talk about immune health? Along with many other medical professionals, Dr. Holtz has received official warnings from the FDA for allegedly writing about products that are intended to mitigate, prevent, treat, diagnose, or cure COVID-19. It seems the government has a Google alert set for any mention of immune boosting or immune function in COVID-19 in the same sentence. To be sure, inaccurate or unsubstantiated claims about vitamins and minerals should not be promoted, and right now no one can make the claim that any vitamin or herb, nor any drug for that matter, can prevent COVID-19. But it's not as if having a healthy immune system isn't important. For example, We know that obesity, which is linked to immune dysfunction, as noted by the U.S. CDC, is a leading risk factor for severe COVID illness. We also know that stronger and healthier your immune system is, the better equipped you'll be able to handle the stress of fighting off the virus if you do become infected. So why is the FDA not educating the public about sustainable weight loss and healthy immune support strategies to help our country put an end to this pandemic? Why does the government continue to subsidize junk food through its nutritional assistance programs? Why are our public health leaders not talking about healthy diets, exercise, stress management, time spent outside, and other lifestyle strategies that could enhance the other measures to end the pandemic and keep people healthier now and in the future? For context, the CDC admits on their own website that vitamin D also helps the immune system fight off bacteria and viruses. And according to JAMA Network, His Holiness Dr. Anthony Fauci said in a September interview that he takes vitamin D because it does have an impact on your susceptibility to infection, and that he would not mind recommending it. No word yet on whether Dr. Fauci has gotten his written warning from the FDA for talking about a product intended to prevent COVID-19. There's so much going on about this injection / they want to call it a vaccine, but we know better. What are your thoughts on it? First, they forced the mask. Now they're trying to force this injection. And the next thing I hear is going to be the green passport, which we will be discussing soon. So what do you think? Are you getting this injection or are you not? If you are getting it, is it out of peer pressure from family, friends, or the medical community? Do you really believe in it? And if you're not, why? Is it that you believe that you can better take care of your health than anyone telling you what to do? Is it that you trust your own gut before any government that wants to stick something in your arm that hasn't been fully tested? What are your thoughts on that? And not just in America, I'd like to know the global thinking of this. I don't care where you are. I'm curious, are they forcing it on you yet, wherever you are? Are you blessed to still have a choice? And what are you willing to do? Thank you for listening. And God bless. Be sure to check out our show notes below, where you can donate to support us, check our references, or see what else we offer. Thank you for listening, and God bless.